Take care. We'll catch you in the morning. 7 OR. Always a pleasure talking to you, Mark.
Thanks for jumping in, Merlin. And 73s, have a good night. VA7XM, VE7, Ocean Rain.
We pray for rain. If this is just a little indication of when they start saying, a little bit of snow here, a little bit of snow there. I don't know. I don't even know if I want rain. Geez, the last couple of weeks have been just brutal on the Fraser Valley in Washington State and California. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll just go phonetically and go Oscar Romeo. Have a good night.
Take care, Marlon. I'm having an extended conversation with a gentleman that I knew, that I've known, let me put it in the present tense, for many a year. We just haven't connected, and we finally have. It's Harry there, VE7HCP. Good gentleman. He used to run a 50-meg repeater, which I miss, and he's got to put it back up. But thanks for popping in. Take care of yourself.
You're actually on the side of my beam, and you're 30 over, so be a good night for 2-meter sideband propagation is great. Okay, I've got to shut up. I'm trying to get out of here. Bye.
To coin a phrase from the old chicken band days, that's because I am bodacious.
You'd be nice if you belong to that club, 73.
All right, VA7XM, back to VE7HCP, and I believe we might have had a Tango Golf in there. Is that true? Well, I'll take silence as a negative. Anyway, Harry. What else have you been up to? I mean, it's been a long time.
What have I been up to? Work. Almost going permanently blind. What else? And before all this, just riding. My horse and stuff. That's about it. I lost my horse about 2 years ago. And I'm going to get back into riding as soon as I get my eyes all cleared up. But otherwise, I'm fine.
Well, my condolences on your horse. I'm sorry to hear that. The eyes, that's interesting to me. I am in February going in for surgery, and I'm getting lens transplants, and I'm opting for the premium service, which means I'm going to be able to put the glasses away forever, which I hate, because my eyesight used to be exceptional, well beyond normal, and so I'll be getting lens transplants, I guess, other than the horse component, similar.
With me, have you ever heard of a thing called Graves' disease?
Certainly.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into too specific details, but it all started happening after my shot of you-know-what. It wasn't as severe as that. What was that famous actor's name? Marty Feldman, I think it was. His eyes. What it does is basically your body attacks the muscles around your eyes, and it makes your eyes protrude out. And mine was a severe case where I was seeing double. They kind of corrected it with surgery. Internally, the eyes, it were perfect, but if I'd waited any longer, I would have run into problems. But bottom line was, I needed the shot or else I couldn't work, and I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. Completely different than my situation. I've got what they call small eyeballs, and condition has been caught late. So I jumped the queue straight into a lens transplant, and I'm actually quite looking forward to this. The government medical system covers you to a certain point, but I've decided to go for the Cadillac version, and I'm really looking forward to being able to put away glasses forever.
Yeah, well, I think my future looks brighter, but I gotta take it slowly. What created that is, as we age, I know lots about it, our thyroid becomes overactive or underactive. Well, mine went into overdrive, and it increased anxiety, it attacked my eyes and the whole nine yards. Luckily, it didn't do anything to my heart. But, I would literally eat three steaks a day, burgers, Sundays and stuff, and not gain a single ounce of weight. That's how it boosted up my metabolic rate.
Oh, wow. That's a problem. I'm almost envious of.
Trust me, you don't want that to happen. Trust me. It's like you're waking up at 3 in the morning wanting to clean your house, vacuum your house and all that, go for runs. That's how bad it was. even gummy bears didn't help.
You know what? We're all getting old, and it's amazing how these things creep up on you. Like, the last time you and I talked, we would have never been talking about this subject.
Yeah, just take it every day, and, it's... As you get older, you have to be more aware of your surroundings. And also, it's, believe it or not, you know who caught wind of this? There's something, like, I've been riding for 25 years. My riding coach, when I was riding my horse, she noticed the, like, anxiety and stuff, and I almost looked terrified riding my own horse. And that was one of the first signs of, anxiety and stuff. It was amazing that she picked up on it first.
Interesting. Yeah, you know what? I can I can commiserate a little bit. I've never had an issue with heights, and I had an issue the other day where I had to do something that I've done 100 times before, and I stubborned my way through it, but there was a height issue, and it was noticed, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning when I first started riding, I was terrified of horses, right? But then you just hop on right through it, and it was the best, doing it every day. It was great exercise. Great camping experiences. I've gone to Manning Park many times riding. The only thing that kind of scared me riding my horse in Manning Park with friends was when I saw humongous bear droppings. Now, I don't know if they were black bear or grizzly bear droppings on the trails, and you hear branches breaking off in the distance, breaking, you know, crushing and while you're riding. That's the only thing that kind of got me a bit kind of nervous riding.
Well, you have to respect Mother Nature. You know, I spent a great deal of my free time in the bush, and black bears, don't care. They're like dogs. But I'll tell you what, the one thing that gets my attention and gets the radar going is grizzlies, and yeah, that'll get your attention.
Yeah, well, my horse picked up on it first, right? Ears, like radar, start looking around, it's like, yeah, okay. I've never actually seen a grizzly. You know, on video I have and stuff like that, but I've never seen a grizzly up close. So, and I, actually, in the last few years, there's been quite a few attacks in BC from grizzlies.
They're a beautiful animal. You have to have a great deal of respect for them. I have seen them in the wild. I have a great deal of respect, and when I say respect, I mean a proper level of fear. Generally, I'm never in a position where I can't defend myself, but I would never, ever, ever want to be in that position where I'd have to do that.
I don't think bear spray would help. Maybe a desert eagle?
Well, there might be one of those in the safe, yeah. yeah. If you have to go to that measure, you're doomed. Their metabolism is such that if you were to put a one through the heart, he's still going to run 150 yards. And if you're only 50 yards away, he's got a lot of energy left. So, no, they're magnificent creatures and have the proper amount of respect and the proper amount of common sense just to make sure that you don't put yourself in a situation where you're not going to win this one.
Yep. That's, yeah, you don't understand. I'd rather not think about it.
Okay, my glass is empty again, which means I have to do something about that. So I'm going to go top it up. And when I come back, Harry, if you're still here, wonderful. If you're not, wonderful. Great to talk to you again after so long of a time. I really appreciate this.
No, you're very welcome, and we'll talk again. Are you on a, do you monitor? I just yesterday learned how to have 5 frequencies being monitored at once on this radio. It's got a band A, band B, or a main band, a sub-band, you can have 5 frequencies on the sub-band being monitored simultaneously. And that's how I stumbled across in the last, you know, couple of hours on RPT. I just put it in there to monitor. And that's how we came across, bumped into each other.
When I'm on, whether it be in the base or in the mobile, I'm monitoring the RPTs, be it VHF or 70 centimeters. And generally, my 220 is locked on 224-300, which is RPT as well. So, like right now, I'm on the VHF side. Normally, I'm on the UHF side, and the VHF side is scanning. And the 227.